Was that small business optimism an enduring beacon or a quick flash? I'm David Brancaccio. There's been a spike in consumer inflation, with the Consumer Price Index out today up 0.6% in June. Gas prices going from super low to low is part of this, but have you gone out foraging for stuff to cook lately? Jeffrey Cleveland is the chief economist at Payden & Riegel in Los Angeles. Good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
All right, so inflation not dead, at least this month. You see it in the grocery store, don't you?
You do. We are looking in particular at the food at home index. It increased 5.6% over the last 12 months through June, which is the largest 12-month increase in about 9 years, since 2011. We can break that down further for you if you would like, if your palate desires. Meat, poultry, fish, and eggs portion of that food at home index clocking in at plus 12.7% year over year in June, David. That is the largest increase that I see on this chart dating back to the late 1970s. So while central bankers will tell you that inflation is low, looking at the ex-food, ex-energy core indices, I can tell you that where it matters most for my pocketbook, I am seeing price increases.
I know, and it confirms what we see when we go in there. A lot of this is coronavirus disruptions, right, at the meat packing plants and general shortages?
Sure. So some of this may work itself out over the course of the year as we work through some of the bottlenecks, as production comes back online, et cetera. But for now, it I think is taking an extra bite out of people's paychecks.
Jeffrey Cleveland at Payden & Riegel, thank you very much.
Have a good week.
You have a mixed stock market at the moment. The Dow is down 57 points, 0.2%. S&P 500 is down 0.8%. The NASDAQ is down now 1.6%, so no longer mixed, but down. The optimism of those who run small businesses jumped in June, according to the latest survey from the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB. Yet timing can be everything. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra joins us. What can we learn from this survey?
Every month, the NFIB asks small business owners questions like, in the next 3 months, do you plan to hire more people? Or do you think it'll be a good time to expand? Or in the next 6 months, do you expect the economy to improve? And the number of business owners who said yes to these kinds of questions increased in June for the most part. But unfortunately, there are a lot of reasons to think that this optimism will be a blip.
Because the pandemic has taken a turn for the worse since June, right?
Yeah, in most states, COVID cases are going up. In some, Florida, Arizona, California, Texas, case numbers are exploding, and that affects businesses. The governor of Texas recently closed the state's bars and put more restrictions on restaurants. California just announced that it's going to shut down almost everything again. Zoos, movie theaters, bars, indoor dining. And on top of that, a lot of small businesses that were able to get federal loans in the spring, that money's running out. And early in this pandemic, Congress added an extra $600 a week to unemployment benefits. That goes away at the end of July, which does mean people who are unemployed will have less money to spend at these businesses.
Mariel, thank you. Social distancing, and we mean it. In Cornwall, England, a pub, the St. Just, has run an electric fence along the length of the bar. It's a clever ploy. The electric fence isn't actually turned on. Here's Johnny McFadden, the pub's landlord, as they call them there.
I didn't know what to do to keep people back from the bar. We live in a rural area. Everybody knows what an electric fence is, so I put one in the bar.
Okay.
People are like sheep. Works for the sheep, works for the people. It'll catch on. More pubs will do it.
My solution was to brew 2.5 gallons of my own English bitter during lockdown and simply drink alone here in the basement, me and my thoughts, no electric fence. The California State Senate has passed a bill that would make workplace safety rules apply to domestic workers. The Occupational Safety and Health Bill is now in the state assembly. Right now, many workplace rules don't apply to nannies, house cleaners, caregivers for the elderly. Reporter Paulina Velasco has been following a coalition of domestic workers pushing this along.
Over 100 members of the California Domestic Worker Coalition are on a Zoom rally to support a bill that would include domestic workers in CalOSHA protections. That's the state agency in charge of ensuring workplace safety. This is back in May when workers called in to a Senate Labor Committee hearing.
Lolita. Hi, this is Lolita. Mireya. Hola, soy Mireya. Socorro Diaz.
Socorro Diaz belongs to the Grayton Day Labor Center in Sonoma County, where she works as a house cleaner. In 2018, Diaz was hired to clean a house that had been affected by local wildfires. It was covered in ash.
My eyes started tearing up. I felt them burning. My skin was also burning.
But she was not protected under CalOSHA. The agency has guidelines for working in wildfire zones. Employers have to warn employees about health hazards and, depending on air quality, provide protective gear. And workers can file complaints about unsafe working conditions. Household domestic workers are excluded from these protections now. There are about 2 million households in California that employ domestic workers as child care providers, caregivers, housekeepers, maids.
A touchy situation that we have here is that these are private homes that CalOSHA, the Department of Industrial Relations, will be entering.
That's State Senator Shannon Grove, who voted against the measure, speaking on the Senate floor. She and other critics of the change object to regulating what goes on in people's homes. Megan Ortiz is the director of ADEPSCA, an organization in Los Angeles that advocates for domestic workers. She spoke at a hearing on the bill to point out there are steps that come before OSHA comes knocking on people's doors.
So this really is about how do we issue guidance to employers so that they have those tools to understand their obligations.
The measure would create an advisory committee to tailor CalOSHA regulations to domestic work. In Los Angeles, I'm Paulina Velasco for Marketplace.
Now to a moment of econ extra credit as Amazon removes an economic incentive for workers not to wash their hands amid COVID. Bloomberg News got a hold of a message that Amazon sent to warehouse employees saying time spent washing hands will not be counted against the workers' productivity quota. Amazon is being sued by some employees at a Staten Island, New York warehouse, claiming that its policies endanger workers, especially with the pandemic, something the company denies. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.